Editor's note: this story was previously posted on stratfordtoday.ca. On this snowy winter day, I decided to check out what subjects of interest some of the local newspapers from long ago would be publishing in the first week of February. A few decades back, the subject matter seemed to revolve heavily around the railroad. This was a time when the expansion of the railway system was of paramount importance, not only for transportation but also for the economic growth of small towns and cities alike. Reading through those old pages, it is clear how much the railroad influenced everyday life. Discussions in the papers ranged from new rail lines being laid to disputes over land use, as well as reports on train schedules and freight shipments. Railroads were the backbone of commerce, enabling industries to expand and communities to stay connected despite the deep snows and harsh winters. The constant updates on railroad developments would have been as significant to readers then as today's updates on major highways or air travel. In 1864, County of Perth Herald, Stratford, February 3, 1864, the railroads were vital to daily life, revolutionizing travel and communication. They provided a fast, reliable means of transportation for people and goods, replacing slower stagecoaches and horse-drawn wagons. Mail services depended heavily on trains, ensuring quicker deliveries across vast distances. Stratford Times, February 1, 1876. The Stratford and Huron, S&H, Railway, incorporated in 1855, aimed to build a route from Stratford to Southampton, with branches to Concarden and Owen Sound. However, financing remained a persistent challenge, leaving the project stagnant for decades. Meanwhile, another railway emerged in the region, the Port Dover and Lake Huron, PD&LH, Railway. Established in 1872, it connected Port Dover, Ontario, on the shores of Lake Erie, with Woodstock, approximately 40 miles to the north. The line reached Stratford by 1876, intersecting with the Stratford and Lake Huron Railway and facilitating travel and freight movement further north. Stratford Times, February 2, 1887. An excerpt from the Perth Council meeting. Mr. Durand was the architect from London, Ontario, who designed the new courthouse. Stratford Times, February 4, 1891. Advertisements in the newspaper assured patrons that there would always be a good supply of their choice of beer available for delivery by the rail lines. The Town Hall Cellars was the distribution center for more than one supplier. County of Perth Herald, Stratford, February 2, 1905. CPR's plans to install an underground access tunnel to the banks of the Avon River can be read in this issue. Fortunately, it was overruled in a vote after Mr. Orhand delivered a poster of what would be lost if it was voted in favor to allow this to happen. He went door to door to make certain the parks system was saved. You can find the column in full online at the Stratford Perth Archives under the Finding Aids and Digitized Newspaper link. In 1913, the Grand Trunk Railway built their newest train station. It still is in use today with a few renovations. Another recurring topic was education. In some Februaries, heavy snowfalls meant that schools had to close for days or even weeks. Children trudging to school through knee-deep snowdrifts was not uncommon, and reports from old newspapers include humorous and sometimes harrowing tales of students making their way to one-room schoolhouses in frigid temperatures. Teachers, often young women just out of school themselves, faced their own challenges in managing both the cold and their spirited students. It is interesting to wonder how schoolchildren of today, used to modern conveniences, would react to the tales of their ancestors who braved the winter with little more than heavy woolen clothing and determination. Maybe this February, in the midst of a good, old-fashioned winter, will be the year that today's kids will remember. Perhaps they will tell their grandchildren about the time they had to navigate towering snowbanks, bundled up tightly, trudging to school against a fierce wind. Reflecting on these past Februaries, it becomes clear that while much has changed, many things remain the same. People still look to the weather for signs of change, still gather for community events, and still face winter's challenges with resilience and camaraderie. On this snowy day, as I look outside at the heavy snowfall covering the streets and rooftops, I feel a sense of connection to those who came before us. The old newspaper articles may be faded and yellowed, but their stories still hold relevance. The people who lived through those long-ago winters left behind tales of perseverance, of hardships met with determination, and of a deep appreciation for the warmth of home and community. Perhaps, years from now, someone will read about this February and smile at how history has a way of repeating itself, even as the world continues to change.